Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I hope that all is well. We did have a bad storm in our area. I'm not sure if all of you got the storm that we received in this Decatur area, but I think it started about 4 o'clock, and it lasted for almost 2 hours. In our area, and I hope that all was well. I got a lot of tree branches that came off my tree in the back, so the wind was pretty rough. But anyway, I hope that all is well. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and thank you for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Tonight, I'll have a couple announcements at the very end, but I wanted to share something with you on my calendar. Every month, there's a quote by someone famous, and this quote is by from Mark Twain. It says, "Give every day the chance to become the most beautiful day of your life." Give every day the chance to become the most beautiful day of your life. Because sometimes we start in the morning feeling bad or not feeling good, or someone got on our nerve or whatever the case may be, and we allow something or someone to change our position, and that's going to happen during that day. And sometimes, even though it was supposed to be a beautiful day, we allow our thoughts, our feelings, and someone to take away that beautiness of that day that God has given us. Just like this is the day that the Lord has made, and that's what something happens sometimes, that even though it's God's way, we let our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts, change that. Change those thoughts in our ways. So if we could hold on to that beautiness, give every day the chance to become the most beautiful day of your life. Because every day is a beautiful day to be alive and seeing another day and having good health and just being here and protected by the love of God. The other thing I want to talk about tonight, several things. Sometimes I listen to Dr. Stanley, Charles Stanley, and sometimes if I get a good 3 hours sleep, and sometimes I'll say 3 to 4 hours, I wake up and I can't go back to sleep immediately. I eventually go back to sleep, but sometimes it takes a couple of hours before I go back to sleep. And on early Sunday morning, Dr. Stanley, he comes on in different times, but that particular time I've always seemed to watch and listen to his show. And that morning, it was very interesting. The title that he talked about, his message was, "The Rocking Road to the Will of God." And I want to go over a couple of those points that he mentioned and what I got from it. You know, I'm trying to quote as much as he did, but this is also how I felt that I received it as well. And it was such an interesting message. All of his sermons or message are very interesting, very encouraging. And he's such a awesome pastor. When listening to all his messages, and the first one was self-will, the rocking road of the will of God. Rocking road, remember that word, rocking road, and self-will. And sometimes our self-will is what we want out of life. It's not what God wants out of our lives. The second one, he said, influence of other by other people. And yes, we become influenced by other people, just like our spouse, our other relative. We can't really consume with their love and our love for them. We sometimes live for them instead of for our own lives. You know, I'll give you an example. My husband, when I met him, he wanted to go back to school and finish and get his bachelor's degree. But at the same time, I was going to banking school at the time when I started in banking. I did go to college, but there was a school set up for becoming an officer. The name of the school was American Banking Institute. So sometimes we allow other people to stop us from doing the things right then that we want to do. I eventually did go and finish, but pretty much everything was on a pause because of what he wanted to do. And I allowed him to get his bachelor's degree because it didn't allow him to make more money. Each degree helps him to make more money. So, but I did put a pause on what I wanted to do because what he wanted to accomplish. So we can be influenced by others of what others want to do. And putting a pause on things that we want to do. Another thing that I wanted to do through later on, I always had a desire to do floral arrangement and gift basket. I didn't do that until after he passed. That was always within me to do it. We were only married for a short time, but still, all of those things that I had desired, I put it on a pause because I was influenced by his ideas and wants. ignorance of God. Wait on God. I'm going to say three things first and then go back and talk about it. Wait on God, learning to trust God. God will supply our needs. Many times we don't want to wait on God. What we want to do, we want to do. So even though we have an idea that God wants us to do something different, no, we have it in our mind that this is what we want to do and accomplish. Learning to trust God. Also learning to trust God. Learning to know that His will, let His will be done. We ask Him, let Your will be done, God. But even though we ask that question, we don't always feel that way. God will supply our needs. In spite of the way that our decision might go, God is still there. He will supply our needs. And He will also give you the desire of your heart. And sometimes, just because He gives the desire of your heart, that doesn't mean it's going to turn out the way that you want it to be. He's allowing to bless you because this is what you want. So that's what he's talking about, the ignorance of God. It's more or less we are ignorant of the things that we should follow God and His will. But this is what we self want, self-will. Also, willful sin. Disobey God, blind our eyes and vision of God, and harden our hearts. Willful sin. We disobey God. Yes. You know that we have sinned and disobeyed God's will and done things in our sight, and we are blinded by our vision. And also, I think I pulled up harden our hearts. What does the Bible mean when God hardens people's heart? What does harden your heart mean? It says, okay, let me go back here and put it on. To stop having kind, friendly feelings for someone or caring about someone. She hardened her heart against him after their breakup. Our heart becomes hardened because we don't want to think of what the good thing that God has for us to do. We just sort of put it in a box and say, I'll do it later. Just like many of the ministers, they are been called, but they refuse. They don't want to know. They don't want to accept what God's will. And they do what they want to do until God can change a tap on their shoulder and something happens, letting them realize that this is what you've been chosen to do. And finally, they will at some time they will decide to go ahead and go into the ministry. He also talked about obstacles that we doubt God, we feel unworthiness, backsliding in sin. And busyness, this is a good one, busyness. It takes time to be with God. And I'm sure we all are guilty of this. We don't spend enough time with God. We get up in the morning, we say our prayers, and sometimes that is it. We do not talk to God during the day. We don't read His word regularly every day. An example also, too, we are so busy with our work and all of our hobbies and all the things that we want to do during the day, and we don't spend the time that we need to spend with God. I am guilty of that as myself. I get myself very busy, and sometimes I don't do all the things on a timely manner like I want to. But I constantly talk to God, and He's with it about decision making that I'm making. But I'm still not spending every time that I need in His Word like I'm supposed to. I get so busy with the daily schedule that I have, and I short, it's more or less I'm cutting the time out that I have with God. Busyness, it takes time to be with God. And these are the things that he talked about, the rocky road of the will of God. That's the rocky road. That's we are not being obedient. The main thing is our self-will and our willful sin, disobeying God, not doing what he wants to do, and also not spending time backsliding in sin. Things that we shouldn't be doing, we're doing. And also our doubt of God, of things that you want and you keep praying for and it doesn't happen. So all of these things are the rocky road to the will of God. And it was very interesting and listening to him. And like I say, I enjoy listening to him when I wake up in the middle of the morning, in which I do a lot of that. I don't know all of you, if any of you do. And sometimes I don't always put it on Dr. Stanley or anything else. I put it on something that I probably won't enjoy on TV. But sometimes I do listen to the Bible in the middle of the morning, sometimes too, because I do want to spend more time. And I listen to it on my phone, which I do. I have a app that I go to, and I actually listen to the scriptures and stuff like that. But I don't do it all the time. I don't do the will of God like I should. And I'm sure that we all fall short of doing that. But I just wanted to share that because I thought it was such an interesting message that he had. So anytime that you have time, Google him. You can listen to him, pull him up on the phone, or you can also check and see when he's on TV. But he's really very gifted and spiritual person. And to end, I also want to talk about dealing with how God feels about us. If he was here, these are some of the things that he would probably want us to feel. I want you to learn the secret of being content in and with every situation. Contentment training is a challenge process. It is learned through enduring a wide range of difficulties. You thought that you were fairly advanced in this training, but when the circumstances in your life get harder, on some days you are able to cope well with hardship. On other days, you just want out. I am here to help you with your other days. And this is what God wants us, to always be there and helping us through our circumstances. Begin by acknowledging how frustrated and upset you're feeling. Pour out your heart to me. Yes, he said cast all your burden to him. Simply releasing your pent up feelings, doing you a world of good. Knowing that I heard and understand encourages you to even more. Ask me also to increase your awareness of my presence with you. Continue talking to me and listening in the depths of your spirit for my response. Cling to helpful scriptures. Bathe your mind and heart in them. Finally, sing praises to me. God always wants you to praise him. So before you begin saying your prayers every night, morning or night, praise him. Go to some of the scriptures in the end of Psalms. There's lots of praise scriptures there. And then this will lift up your spirit like nothing else. It is a good thing to sing praises to my name, to declare my loving kindness in the morning and my faithfulness every night. Here are some scriptures here. Philippians 4:12. I know what it is to be indeed, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether will feed or hunger, whether living in plenty or in want. In Psalm 62:8, which is our scripture for our 19th anniversary, trust in him at all times, O people, pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. In Psalms 92:1-2, it says, it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. There's lots of Psalms, praises, 45 really through 45, there's many more, but 40, definitely you can find 45 through 50. And pretty much what I try to do, always start out my prayer with praising him. I will bless him at all times. His praises shall be continuous in my mouth and in the different breaths. So acknowledge God, because he wants you to acknowledge him and show him how much you love him and appreciate him. And just like Dr. Charles Stanley said, you know, we do not take enough time with him like we should. And like I say, I'm sure we all are guilty of that, but I'm sure that we all want to get better and do better. And I am guilty of that myself, because sometimes I get myself busy during the day doing different things, and I take less time in doing the things that I need to do with him. But one thing, I do speak with him all during the day. Things, decisions that I have to make, I always ask him to make sure that I'm talking to the right person and doing the right thing. I do spend a lot of time talking with him more sometimes than I'm reading his word. But I do acknowledge him whenever I go to my altar to pray. I always praise his holy name and in different scriptures before I begin asking and requesting for different things. And really, lately, I spend a lot of time praying for people for healing as well as bereavement. There's a whole lot of people, friends, family, and people that I know that are going through a whole lot of different things. And sometimes it gets very sad to know that, you know, it's overwhelming sometimes, but we have to have faith and believe that God is still in charge, and he'll, you know, help us through all of these different things, these feelings and emotions, the health problems, it's also the bereavement. We just must continue to be strong and knowing that his presence, he is there with us. He is present during these different trials and tribulations that we are going through. And he just wants us to, you know that we learn the secret of being content in any situation and every situation, that he's there. Any challenges that we may go through, a difficulty, he's right there with us. And just like The Waymaker by Sinead, she says he's a waymaker, he's a healer, he's a promise keeper, or he's all those things. We just have to have faith and believe that he's just that, and he will be there for us, because it's difficult in this world right now, the things that are happening each and every day. We have to be prayed up and have faith in God. And I am going to pray. Before I finish, I'm going to play that song again. But I do have a couple of announcements. One of the announcements is, of course, our anniversary is, please save that date, September 17th at 10 a.m. at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. I sent you each a text with the flyer as well as an email with the flyer. So pass this on to another widow. Bring a widow with you. We don't want you to bring, we only have a small space. We have a big space. We're going to have it in the gym. but we only have, we ask that you not bring a lot of family members or whatever. We're asking you to bring a widow, because that's what this anniversary and this workshop that we're going to have is catered to, encouraging others who are experienced a loss of a loved one, especially a spouse. And what else that I needed to, and we're going to, I'm not going to announce it. There's a big campaign that we're going to start right after our beginning at our 19-year anniversary. We'll be announcing that during that time. And it's something big for our 20th year anniversary. So just know that we're going to be casual. It's going to be a simple, you know, nothing fancy about our 19. There's a purpose and there's a good message. But the 20th is going to be where we're going to really try to have big celebration and a lot going on for the next year. And we want to plan and do this for the whole year from after our anniversary on the 17th, we will begin then all the way until the next year. The whole year we're going to be preparing, and there are things that we want you to support us with. We need your help in everything that we're going to be doing to planning this 20th anniversary. And there's so many things that we want to do. We have to get, we had a website and it crashed. So what we're trying to do, get someone to design a new website, doing a lot of different things for the widows. There's a whole list of things that we're going to have and let you know what we're doing, why we're raising. We're going to do this big campaign. We're going to give you all the information later on. But just knowing that the 20th is a big year, and we want to make it big in every way. And that is all I have tonight. I thank you so much for tuning in, and just know that I'm going to say a quick little prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day and this evening. We just thank you for the, all of our callers that have called in, and we just ask you to be in the midst, in the presence of everything that we do. We all are going through different things. We have family members, friends that are being sick, as well as we're losing them by death. We just ask your Lord Jesus to give us the strength and encouragement to get through this. We know that you are a way maker. You are a healer. You are a promise keeper. You are our, you are the great I am. You are a wonderful counselor. We know that you're there in every way for us. And we just ask your Lord Jesus to give us the strength to get through each and every day. We love you, we adore you, and we magnify your holy name. And we just ask you to protect each one of us through all of these things. Protect us out there and keep us safe in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed and have a great week, rest of the week, and tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed.
You, I worship. worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. You are healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. Yeah.